how did your employees respond to you once you moved into your managerial position?
They all accepted, except some of the men. They were always a little bit jealous.
Really?
Really.
Mm. Did you have any stories, anything particular?
Well, they always thought they knew more than I did, and they actually did in the sewing end of it. They didn't know how the manager, you know, it was. Right. The part. They didn't know how to manage. They didn't know how to understand the profit business, how time meant money.
Mm-hmm. So, did you have a hard time holding your ground and with that, or did you?
I just went along with the tide.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the smart thing to do.
Well, you couldn't fight City Hall. Like they always just say, you had to pull with the punches.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the composition as far as immigrants of the workforce when you started working? The composition. The makeup of different ethnic groups.
Oh, we had minorities and people from born in this country. Both more minorities and both.
Okay. And did it change at all over time, the different groups that were working there?
No, we always had blacks and Puerto Ricans, and all ethnic groups, along with the Americans.
Mm-hmm. And how did the different ethnic groups seem to relate to one another?
We didn't have any problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Said you didn't observe any competition, along ethnic lines?
Not along ethnic lines. We never had any trouble.
Mm-hmm. Competition for in other ways? Or no?
Only competition in regular business.
Right. Of course. And then you said there were no unions at the factory.
No.
Do you know how your family got involved in business?
Well, my uncle, when he came over, was a harness maker. So that's how he understood the sewing end of it.
Hey, harness as in for horses?
Yes. Oh. So he knew about sewing. Okay. That's how he started.
Okay. And do you know of any specific obstacles that your family had to overcome to get started?
No, they learned English right away. They didn't have any problems. Mm-hmm. They were hard workers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did the struggle? Do you think in any way that the struggles of your family being immigrants and coming to America and starting a business? Do you think that sensitized you to? Oh, go ahead.
Well, they had a man that comes over and has five children. They have to work hard to keep the family together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no problem. They had to work and they had to use their brain.
Mm. Do you think that helped them sympathize with other immigrants who were coming over and working for Josephson's?
And first of all, they knew they had to learn English and willing to work hard. I remember my father said he took a job as an iceman to begin with.
Huh?
And he had to learn how to box. Because they were all Irish and he was Jewish.
Oh.
So he had to learn how to box before he finally became a foreman.
Huh.
To work for the Southern England Ice Company.
Hmm. So what do you mean he had to learn how to box? Like boxing is a sport?
Because they all put him down.
Oh. Okay. So he had to just, defend
himself. He had to defend
himself.
So he had to
stand up for himself.
Yeah, he had to be strong. And, mm-hmm. and then his mother and father came over from Romania and they opened a little store on Pembroke Street. And he was an engineer at the time. So they all know they had to make a living to help each other.
Mm-hmm. And what was your living situation like as a young adult and then continuing into adulthood?
Well, with a sister who was an artist and when other children in the, when there's other children in the family, there's always competition. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they all helped each other.
Mm-hmm. Were you the only member of your family who got involved with the bag company?
Yes, I was the only one with that. Well, my sister became mentally ill many years later. Mm-hmm. She worked for a newspaper.
Mm-hmm. And how about your brothers? What type of things did they go into?
Got married, went out of town. He was in insurance business.
Mm-hmm. Were you the only member of your family who stayed in the Bridgeport area, or did you have?
I was the only one who stayed in, except a married sister.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you wanted to share about your personal life outside the workplace?
No, I know they had to work hard. You had to work hard and didn't mind it.
Mm-hmm. Did you do much else besides, like, during your adult life, were you involved in much else besides? I'm sure work took up a lot of your time, but did you have time for other things?
Well, you always had friends and mm-hmm. always had parties. Mm-hmm. Always went to shows, we all went to movies. Yeah. And the winter was always... There was always activities in the winter. And we were at the end of the line, so we always had a lot of parties.
Okay. Now you mentioned that your, was it your mother or your father who had immigrated from Russia?
My mother immigrated from Russia.
Your mother? Did you notice during, I guess it would be called the Second Red Scare, like McCarthyism, did you notice any discrimination because you were Russian?
No, there was no discrimination at the time.
Okay. And how about, I guess just